This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're pretty good. We're feeling good that the Cubs got the series victory in L.A. The Dodgers, they're not quite the team they were when they won their first eight games, the first World Series champion to do so. But they've hit a rough patch, and the Cubs got Japan revenge over the weekend. So that was great to see. 16 runs one day, and there's a lot going on with them. That maybe the biggest thing over the weekend is just this kind of this wretched news that that Justin Steele is going to be out for the season, and he'll have surgery, and that will be what determines exactly how bad that injury is, which is a scary thought.
Yeah, I mean, overall, with their play, that was a great weekend for the Cubs. I mean, to beat the Dodgers 16-0, to win a couple games, beat Crow Armstrong with a couple home runs. I mean, he looks like he's going to be a star. I met the young man in spring training, a fabulous kid. And Quinn Berry, one of their coaches, said he looks like the best player I've ever seen. And he's carried it over. And they look like a really good team. Certainly a contender, certainly advantageous. They're in that division. I will say, the Dodgers haven't looked as great as we all expect them to be. I don't know if it's the World Series hangover, whatever, but I mean, looking at their run differential, it's almost identical to the White Sox. Hard to believe at this point. I mean, look, a small sample size, but check it out, almost identical. In terms of Steele, obviously that's a big blow, losing a great pitcher like that, a guy who's already won three games. I mean, I see him noted as their ace. I would say Imanaga is probably their ace, but he's certainly a frontline starter. And they're going to have to look through, when they get close to the deadline. Because really, you don't see a good starter traded now. Nobody's going to want to send a message to their fans, we're trading our best starter in April. So it's not going to happen anytime soon. But as we get close to the deadline, and there are plenty of names that could be available beyond Alcantara. I did a list in the New York Post on Friday. Before this injury came up, that I've got at least nine names and really more of good, very good pitchers who are, I would consider them frontline starters who could be available.
So who's on that? Like Tyler Anderson, Chris Bassett, who are we talking about, John?
Yeah, I mean, it's an extensive list, but they're mostly maybes, right? Alcantara is the most likely, obviously, outstanding pitcher with another year to go after this year, plus the option year, which means really two extra years. I know the Marlins are saying they're not trading him. Of course, who believes them? Nobody. So he's expected to be traded. It makes no sense that he's on that team. But beyond that, I mean, let's see what the Astros do. Framber Valdez is a free agent after the year. He's an outstanding pitcher. Pablo Lopez, the Twins are not off to a good start. His name was out there. Luis Castillo, I know the Mariners are saying right now they're not trading him, but he's been out there in the winter, certainly. You're right on Bassett. Gausman also. Both Bassett and Gausman are pitching very, very well for the Blue Jays. I don't think the Blue Jays are going to give up that easily. So, you know, maybe they will not be dealt, but certainly a possibility. To me, the Cardinals are not a contender. And I'm not sure why Arenado's still there, but Sonny Gray, I think he's still there because he doesn't want to leave. He loves St. Louis. You know, I don't know what it is. The Arch. I'm not sure, but he loves it.
Toasted ravioli. Italy.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You know, they do have good Italian food. Not as good as New York, but good Italian food. But you're right. Tyler Anderson's another guy. But potentially the Pirates have a couple guys. Keller, Heaney. But it's not a short list of possibilities. That said, I would say that Gray and the Blue Jays guys are not that likely, but certainly Alcantara, Framber Valdez, Lopez, Castillo. I mean, it's not a bad list. The problem is, of course, there's a lot of teams that are pitching even worse than the Cubs. You know, I mean, the Orioles, obviously, the Yankees are going to need pitching. We'll see about the Mets. But, I mean, there are a number of teams that really need pitching. Among the contenders, basically almost anybody except the Mariners probably will be looking at pitching.
Is it fair to assume that a package for Alcantara when Miami does come around and decide that he will be traded has got to have minimum two top prospects because of the contract situation?
Right, the contract, and he's a very good pitcher.
Yeah, right.
Now he's coming off of Tommy John. He's coming off of Tommy John. And we'll see. I mean, we're assuming because he was throwing 100 miles an hour that he's going to be great. So far, he has not been great, but you know, he was great. He's a terrific guy. He is an ace. If he's anything close to what he was, certainly a Cy Young type pitcher. So I'm with you. I would say that's right. I think it's got to be two pretty top prospects.
But the good news is the Cubs have them. And the thing that stays with you with the Cubs is you go out and you get Kyle Tucker on kind of a one-year deal, and you can't waste that now, right? You've got to respond to this move, this injury, in some fashion because of all you put into the Kyle Tucker thing.
Absolutely. I mean, this could be a one-year situation with Kyle Tucker. I mean, we saw a report that they were talking. My belief, and I've said it all along, is they're unlikely to get something done with Kyle Tucker. To see a guy who's a, you know, superstar type player go to a new team with a year to go. I've seen Mookie Betts signed immediately with the Dodgers even before the season, a long term deal which worked out great for the Dodgers certainly, and I don't know that Mookie's regretting it, but it certainly it worked out great for the team. I don't see that happening. It doesn't happen very often. I have no indication in this case that there's anything serious going on here. I did see that report. So, yeah, I'm with you. They've got to go for it. They've only got 1 year for sure with Tucker. And to sign him, they're going to have to do something that they really have not done. I mean, they stretched a bit with Dansby Swanson, but we're talking, you know, it's going to be, well, you know, more than double of what Swanson God, and that's not something the Cubs have a history of doing.
Does it help them out that I believe Swanson and Jason Hayward have gotten the two largest deals in Cubs history, both represented by XL, and I believe Kyle Tucker's with XL. Does that give the like a little bit of optimism that Jed in the front office can get this done, or you just it's so different that ownership is going to have to greenlight something that it really hasn't done yet?
Wow, that was really interesting. That's impressive that you came up with that.
Big baseball guy, our guy Bigsy. Hold on 1 second, John. We got to clean up the line. John's in New York, clearly, trying to walk down the street. Yeah, that's pretty good. You are Mr. Baseball.
Well, I didn't just watch golf yesterday. and look up stats on Dave's guy, Colson Montgomery.
But you did do that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think the whole Kyle Tucker thing, and I don't know that they would pay him or not.
Like, if it gets to Like, if somehow
it's over five.
If somehow ownership greenlights that,
yeah, we've got John back. John, you were complimenting Brad for his knowledge of agents.
Yes, I am very, very impressed by Brad, a football writer, knowing that. I mean, I think the Cubs' advantage is that it's the Cubs, and I think that a lot of people want to be in Chicago. I think a lot of people want to play for a marquee franchise, no pun intended, and they have a good thing going. You know, they have a very nice team. They have a good core. They've got prospects. There's a lot to sell with the Cubs. I think that they're really their big advantage. I personally think it's probably coincidental. You know, those at least one of those deals, Hayward was signed when Theo was there. I mean, Theo and Jet. I think it's always about the money, and then after that, the actual team more than the agency. But I like the fact that he knew that. I'm impressed.
I think he just memorizes guys that aren't Boris clients, so then he knows them automatically.
There are a few.
Yeah.
There are a few.
Not many.
Yes.
So, John, there was a report from Bob Nightingale, I believe, over the weekend that the Cubs had gone to PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, the aforementioned, you mentioned talking to him in spring training, and they were looking to get him under contract and extend him. Is that, that's not a bad idea. I don't have any problem with that. But I know that people, whenever you talk about that, would be like, well, why don't they put that money into – their priority should be Tucker. He's the guy. But you want to get as many guys – if you can get PCA under contract for, you know, however many more years, buy out all the option years there, that's a good idea.
Absolutely. I mean, PCA, you know, good for Bob. I trust him. I think he does a very good job. I don't know the particulars of that situation, but I'm sure that they did try. And, you know, if you can get PCA long-term for $80, $90 million, go ahead and do it. Or, you know, even if it's less, I mean, great. Or a little bit more. I mean, we're talking Tucker's going to be huge money. I think he's 2 years older than Vlad Guerrero and Soto, so that certainly will impact him, and so maybe he won't get that $500 million, but we're talking, as I said, double the Swanson deal, so we're looking at least $350 probably, and probably more than that. And Tucker is not, I mean, PCA would have some incentive to do it, you know, because, you know, he hasn't made huge money to this point. And you never know, but Tucker's made big money. It's guaranteed that he's going to be making even bigger money, and there's really no incentive for him to do it. So if I'm them, I go to PCA and try to do it. Tucker, I just don't see that happening.
Great stuff, John. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
Always a pleasure.
That is our guy, John Heyman. It is always a pleasure. You've impressed John Heyman, Brad. Well done.
It's been a successful trip in here this morning.
I have seen your baseball card, so I know of your history with the game and how much you love it. It does not surprise me that you had that information at your fingertips. But when you impress a John Heyman, you should be proud of yourself.